everybody. It is 10 o'clock here where I'm at, and this is Food for Thoughts, Thoughts If It Were You by NeoGentrix. Now, we're going back to the skills that you need. I want to go ahead and cover as much as I can. So, today we're going to talk about food, diet, and nutrition. I'm going to go ahead and cover a little bit on this because I was asked by someone else to cover a little bit of information on this. I might even go into dieting for weight loss, but we'll see how this plays out as it goes, okay? So first things first, your diet or what you eat has a huge impact on your general health in both mind and body. But conflicting information is everywhere about what you should eat, and it is hard to work out what's best for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give as much as I can as far as information is concerned regarding this topic real quick. That way we'll be able to get an understanding of the three elements, okay? So, I'm going to give as much advice as possible and suggest how you can adopt a healthy, balanced diet, you know, that will basically help you feel good. A healthy, balanced diet contains the following, okay? Proteins, which are, by the way, one of your main sources of fuel. They supply essential amino acids, the body's building blocks. All organs, including the skin, are made from protein. Without an adequate amount of protein in our diet, we cannot build or replace muscles or even repair any damage to those said muscles. We also need protein for our immune system to work properly, and this is a known fact. The amount of protein you need varies by activity level and your stages of life. Children and pregnant women need more protein to support growth. So, as do those who are very active, as those doing a lot of sport and working in active jobs. Good sources of protein include animal products such as meat, eggs, fish, dairy products, even beans, and sometimes soy, just for those who are interested. There are other sources of fuel as well, usually fats or carbohydrates. Fats are often being cast as the villains of dieting. But it's now clear that some fats is essential in the diet. Many vitamins are fat soluble, which means that you need to eat fats in order to obtain them. You also need fats to provide essential fatty acids. These are used to provide insulation and protect organs from damage, as well as helping the heart and immune system to function effectively.